worship you always.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. We will worship you always, day and night, night and day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. No matter what's going on, we worship you. You're first. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. We thank you for all that you're going to do. Father, we thank you for signs and wonders and miracles. We thank you for the blessing working on our lives. And Father, we thank you that we're ridding ourselves of the spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Well, are you here tonight? Glory to God. Let's go ahead and pray over the Arctic blast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say no to any broken pipes. We say no to any damage, any tree damage. We say no to anyone having any troubled situations during any kind of Arctic blast. In fact, we just push that thing back in Jesus' name. We declare it's going to be better than they said. We take authority over it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, in case you didn't know, they're telling us there's an Arctic blast coming Monday. And it's supposed to go to some really low numbers. And I'm just not taking it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Especially since I'm headed to Fort Worth where it's really colder there. So, but we're going to win. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Hebrews 4:14. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 4:14. I just want to just take a little bit tonight and just encourage you in some things. So just hear what I have to say to you as we're headed into this. Miracles should be happening all around you. And they shouldn't be surprising. Exciting? Yes. Appreciative? Yes. But you shouldn't be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised. Because God does miracles through you. You don't live by miracles. You live by faith. But miracles need to happen. They do happen for others. And sometimes they happen for us when we need them. But we should be expecting. Amen. All right, Hebrews 4:14, seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Did you get that? For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So it says here, we can come boldly, right, to the throne of grace. It says that we can obtain mercy. It says we can find grace to help when we need it. So we can get mercy and grace and help when we need it. So we can hold fast to, we want to hold fast to our confession. And when we need something, when we're going to open our mouth, we need grace and mercy. We need for it to come out right. Yes. Amen. So we want to be speaking in faith. We want to be praying in faith. I was sitting in the green room in Kerrville at Gates Church, and the pastor said, his dad had passed, and he said, well, he had some things, but we wouldn't ever give voice to it. We wouldn't label it. How about that? They didn't ever put a label on it. And because they didn't, this man actually flowed pretty well and never weakened in it. He, you know, so they wouldn't agree with just some diagnosis. So we don't have to either. Amen. So no, I'm not saying that you can't be helped medically. I'm just saying that we don't want to label ourselves with something. Don't be saying you have dementia. Don't be saying you have arthritis and all that. Just say you've overcome.
That's
Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. All right. Now, by now, you understand that we have dominion in the earth. And when I see all the faces here, everybody understands we have dominion. We know that Adam lost the dominion. God gave it to him. He lost it. Jesus got it back. Jesus worked as the Son of Man on the earth. He came as a man on purpose, and he gave up his deity. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he used his authority on the earth as a man with the Holy Spirit. Now, he is the Son of God. He was the Son of God. He is. But he operated in a way so that we could understand what we could do on earth. Amen. So Jesus preached the anointing and the kingdom. The anointing and the kingdom. The Greek word for kingdom is basileia, and it means royal dominion. Royal dominion. To rule, it means the realm of a king and a kingdom reign. And so just look at it like this. Let's do it. Here it is real easy. Kingdom. A king's domain. Okay? It's the king's domain. So that's the easiest thing. The domain of the king. That's the easiest way to look at it. So a kingdom, though, when we think about it, a kingdom rules territory. Am I right? Okay. So we're using kingdom here now in light of being sons with authority. We are not subjects of the kingdom, okay? You gotta get that out of your thinking. We're not subjects of the kingdom. We're sons of the king. So we're kings too. We're in lineage with him. And so you're not just a subject here. You have that authority. So you understand what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the believer's authority. And God wants his sons and daughters reigning with him. He can't reign here without you reigning. People don't get that. People try to say, well, God is sovereign and he'll just do whatever he wants to. He could, but he laid out how he want to do it. Did I say that in English there? How he wants to do it. He laid it out there and he said, I'm going to give men dominion. I'm going to work through them. They're going to become my sons and daughters. And so he would work through us. And of course he works through us by faith. Certainly by some actions, but mostly by saying and by prayer. So, now, Jesus used a certain word for this. He used a word that we all know. It's called ecclesia. He called us ecclesia, and it's translated church. So, it means, I'll just go short version because I'm preaching to the choir right now, okay? You all know this. Called out ones who make the final say. Called out ones who make the final say. In other words, when something comes up, you ought to say something about it. You ought to say what you want about it. You ought to say how it's going to go. Well, you know, the Arctic's coming, I guess. Pipes are going to break. People are going to slide. No. That's not what's going to happen. We're not bracing ourselves for that. We are talking back to it.
That's right.
Like we've done everything else. Talk back to poverty. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know Esther. You know how she approached the king? So, you know, she was wanting to save the Jews because Haman had sent out a decree that all the Jews were going to be killed off. Y'all know the story. And so she put on her royal robes to approach the king. But the word robes or apparel, it's not really in the scriptures. It's added by the translator. The real translation there says Esther put on her royal. And the Jews say Esther put on the Holy Ghost. See, she put on, woo! That just kicked me real hard right there. She put on the Holy Ghost. She put on her authority. She put on her power. She knew who she was. See, she knew who she was. She put that on. And then she stepped in there and she found favor with her husband, the king. And he said, I'm going to give you, well, how much of the kingdom do you want, baby? You know, I mean, he's just ready. He was ready to, do what she wanted to do. And of course she saved her people, but she just didn't dress up and look pretty. And that's what most people think. And of course she was pretty. She was beautiful and he knew it and he loved that sister. But I'm telling you, she put on something else to walk in there. And we need to understand that as pretty as we are or as not pretty as we are, whatever it is, however it is, we've got authority. We have authority. We're wearing something and we can put our royal on. Amen. And that's what we should do. So, you know, her people were not popular at the time. I know you probably kind of feel like that sometimes in these days, that neither the Jews nor the Christians seem very popular right now. But, you know, back then they were arresting people for crimes they didn't commit. Am I talking to anybody? So what we have here is time for us to say something. Yeah, it's time for us to say something. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's time for us to press in and use our authority the way that we need to use it. Amen. Now, see, we just have to understand that we can literally shape a culture. We absolutely can. And I don't believe that it's for a future time. I believe it's now. We need to do something now. So we're talking about working with heaven and making declarations and decrees by the authority that God has given us. So really, this is all about prayer and confession. Matthew 16:19, I'll just read it to you and then you can jump on with me down the road here. But Matthew 16:19 says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. It's Jesus talking, right? I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There's a lot of different doctrines about that, but just, and some of them are just really good about which way they think you're supposed to bind and loose. I don't have any problem with that. But I just think that we should be doing it. We should be doing it. We should be prohibiting and permitting. You know, sometimes you just have to say, not on my watch. Not on my watch. It's not going to go that way. Amen. Yes. Keys represent authority in the scripture. So if you have the keys to something, you have the authority over it. So the keys have been handed to the ecclesia. They belong to us. Now, Job, and you might want to write this verse down in case you don't know it. Most of you do. Job 22:28 says this, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. Now, that's not in, I'm sure it is in one of Brother Hagin's books, but that's written in the Bible. Okay. That's written in the Bible that you'll decree a thing and it'll be established. Right. And I believe the next line, if somebody's looking it up right now, I think the next line says something about the light shining on your path or something. Who's got that? What's it say? Yeah.
Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
Yeah. Look at that. So there's you some help. Isn't that good? So it's just not decreeing a thing but then the light's going to shine on your way. In other words, now you decreed it, and so now you're on your way. Yeah. Now that thing's moving. If you decree it, then you have movement now. Yeah. Now things can change because you decreed it. And that certainly happens when people who are in authority make decrees. Things begin to move. Okay. So the word says that Jesus taught like one having authority. Yeah. Yeah. We have to hold our head up and start talking to things and start decreeing things. Amen. We're not talking about the mountains. We're talking to the mountains. We're saying what we want. And you know what I always say, if you don't want to, dog, don't call the cat. You got to, if you want the dog, don't call the cat. Sorry, I messed that up. God, after all these years, I messed that up. Oh. Well, okay. So anyway, but you get that. You got to call for what you want.
True.
Law of attraction.
Yeah.
You're going to call for what you want. If you get on the phone and you press your favorite, get in your favorite slot, and my name comes up. Yeah. So, well, y'all, hey, you should see who's in my favorites. So anyway, and my name comes up, and then, you know, you call me, then you're going to call me. So whatever you're going to call, that's what you're going to have. This is not rocket science. It's the way the Bible works. It's the truth. And so, you know, we need to do it. Praise the Lord. So, he had authority. Jesus had authority in his words because he was speaking living words. They're coming from that river. They're coming from that river of the Spirit. They're flowing. He's not just saying any old thing. He found out what to say. So take some time to find out what to say. You know, you may have to pause a few minutes sometimes, or you may have to bind the devil and then go get your Bible and say, Lord, tell me what we're going to start saying over the situation. You can take your time. So you can't always just, you know, do your pat prayer. Amen. You say something, even if it's, I bind you, devil. but you're going to have to move that way. You're going to have to flow in that. So if, you know, we want to speak strong, forceful, confident words. And that's what Jesus did. Church, Jesus is not and was not some little softy.
No.
He's a 6 foot tall, good looking guy who knows how to carry himself.
Yeah.
You say, well, that's because he's God. Well, it's true, but he's our example. And so we have to use our authority like he used his authority. And we have to look at things the way he looked at things. Amen. So it just seems to me like the church has embraced more the language of sheep than kings. You know, so, you know, I think that needs to leave. And listen, you can't fault everyone because there's a lot of bad teaching out there. There's a lot of people just teaching, you know, well, God just does what he wants to and you better put up with it, you know. But we know different. We know that God uses us. So, you know, we just can't be wimpy and represent the king. You just can't. And we can't speak negative statements from intimidated thinking. We have to stand in the face of, demons from hell. You can't just do that and just, you know, say quiet little words of compromise. Well, no, no, devil, in the name of Jesus, we use our authority. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can't be sheepishly running from the gates of authority there. We have to stand up. Amen. And the early church understood this. They understood what they were doing. Here's the apostles' prayer from Acts 4:29. It says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and thy signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Yeah? Where they had assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So there's things you do. One of them is you speak the word of God with boldness. They prayed. The Holy Spirit manifested, and now they're empowered, and now they're going to go ahead and get out there and do what they need to do. And they're not afraid.
Right.
But that you do have to participate. No, notice it wasn't just, well, the Holy Spirit manifested there and the place was shaken. And they spoke with boldness.
Right. Right.
Hey, the angel came and let Peter out of jail.
Yeah.
But he didn't walk him over to the house. He didn't. He had to go over there and knock on the door, and then they're over there praying and still didn't believe. We got to wake up.
That's right.
We got to wake up. Praise the Lord. So you got to do your part. Sons with authority. Why? Because there's help to back us up. We're not facing some big giant without help. We're not threatening and not having anything behind us. You know, when you got the right person behind you, remember when you were a kid and you had the right friend?
Yeah.
You could talk big. If your brother was in the car, you're like, yeah, you want some of me? My brother's right over there, you know. I mean, that's just the way it was. The biggest one in the universe has got your back. But I just want to read something to you and show you who all has your back, because it's interesting. Hebrews 12:23. But you have come unto Mount Zion, unto the holy city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly, church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now these are all different groups. Understand there's the angels, they're talking about being in the city here, and they're talking about that there's a general assembly, church of the firstborn, different groups. The spirit of just men made perfect are the people who apprehended on earth what they were apprehended for. Some of those general assembly people got there, you know, and went, wow, praise the Lord. You know, they just got saved and that's about all. But the apostle Paul is a spirit. He's a man who made it. He apprehended what he was apprehended for, right?
Yeah.
So, Pastor John apprehended what he apprehended for. Smith Wigglesworth apprehended. So they're going to say that about you. You're going to be a spirit of just men made perfect, because you're going to finish the race. So here's all these groups. And then it says God, the judge of all, spirits of just men made perfect, Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Now that's big right there. You have a mediator representing you with a covenant that cannot fail. Because he's your representative in the covenant. God and Jesus are in covenant. He is your representative. Neither one of them can fail. So everything's good.
Amen.
Amen. All right. The blood of sprinkling. We know how important that is. It speaks better things than that of Abel. And so if you look at this now, this is my whole point just to tell you tonight. We need to understand dominions. Dimensions.
Yeah.
Dominions, that's good too. But dimensions, we need to understand. And if you look here, you're going to see you're not down, quote, down here.
Yeah.
And things are just rising up, and maybe your prayers get into the throne room. Heaven is working with you. Heaven doesn't mean 10 million zillion miles away. Heaven is light speed up right here next to us. There are angels in this room. However many people are in here, there's at least twice that many angels. But then there's a prosperity angel here, and there's an extra angel here who helps me preach.
Yeah.
And I'm real familiar with him. He whispers in my ear all the time. And y'all hear me say, what? Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Either the Holy Spirit or that angel is talking to me. Angels helped you get here tonight. Praise the Lord. So you have angels helping, and then you're like, well, I just don't really know if those people on the other side know what's going on with me. Oh yeah. Now they're not watching you take a shower. And they're not looking at your crimes or your sins. But they know in the play out of things what's going on in the spirit realm. They're seeing everything in the spirit realm. So, there's prayers on that side. There are things being done, things being delivered, things being worked on over there. They're connected to us. I'm just reminding you and asking you to be aware of that very thing. You are not out here just saying some little silly decree and thinking, well, if I just say it enough, maybe something will happen. No, when you say it, it goes into the airspace, into the atmosphere, into the other realm, and things happen. And depending on where your faith is, depending on what's going on with you, is just going to do with you not blocking anything. Because remember, you're the gate. You have the keys. Heaven's open, church. Heaven's open. Heaven's open, and the devourer is rebuked. But he's a liar. He's a liar, okay? But see, here's the thing. I'm getting ahead of myself. But you don't have to, You don't have to be concerned about all that stuff. You, well, let's just talk about this for a minute. This will probably be good. Most people can tell you all about demonic forces. Can't they? Christians, oh, they know, spirit-filled Christians know all about the demonic forces, what they're all about. But you don't often hear about the manifold spirits of God. It's just God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. But they don't talk about how God can do what he does, how he is, right? I don't hear that a lot, or haven't in the past. You know what astral projection is? Okay, so we all heard about that, and the devil's crowd, they could travel. And you know the story about the head guy and his astral projection, and he astral projected one too many times because some Christians got a hold of that. Anyway, you're like, what? I'll tell you after we get off TV. Praise the Lord. Okay, so, but you hear all about that, but you know, how about we think about this? It's almost like people, especially Christians, they're just more interested in what the devil's gonna do. And we sure don't need that. God is manifold. God is dimensional. He's kinetic. He's pedestrian. And the devil only has one road. God can do all these things. The devil can only deceive you and use your power. He doesn't have any power. He was defeated at the cross. He was defeated when Jesus raised from the dead. He doesn't have any power. He's using that authority that's on you. And most Christians don't even know that.
Yeah. That's really
good. Amen. But that's what's happening. It is not. It is not that, ooh, the bad devil can get me. He sure can't. People are like, ooh, you better not talk about the devil like that. He doesn't have anything on us. Don't let him in. Shut him out.
Amen.
Amen. He's just subtle, but he loses. So, now, the easiest way to say this about God and him being kinetic, him being pedestrian, or him being whatever you want to call him in these manifold ways is this. He operates in light.
Yep.
He is light. We're back to Christmas. He operates in light. He is the light. His rays come forth. But they're him. They're a part of him. Amen. And so what we have to do is the same thing. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Our light has come. The light has entered us, and we need to shine. And we need to use our authority, and we need to speak it. So we exercise our God-given authority in prayers and decrees, and we act like kings, and we're not trying to be think more highly of ourselves.
Yeah.
But you certainly don't want to think more lowly of yourself. You can be humble but still have authority.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, well, I need to be really humble, so I need to self-debase. You better not be self-debasing.
No.
Jesus doesn't like that. You're worthy of what he paid the most precious price for you. So he thinks you're worthy.
Yeah.
So, but on the flip side of that, we don't think we're all that in a bag of chips, as they say. We don't go around thinking that we're, you know, the almighty ones. He's the almighty one. But we are his sons, and he said for us to use what we have. And when you've been delegated authority, you should use it. How many of y'all in this room are bosses or general managers or something? Let me see your hands. Okay. So if you are that, you have delegated authority to some people out in the field, haven't you? You have to tell them what to do. You have, and they do it. But they have your authority. Larry, do you call yourself general manager? Was some kind of manager? He calls himself Larry. But he has authority, and I know it. Now, Chris works for Larry. But if... see, there he goes. Yeah, okay, we'll see. He's being humble. But you do work for him, so just get over that. Hold it. Don't let him talk. Now... No, I get what you're saying because I feel the same way. We're all working on this together. But you actually have to, here's the point about when you're the leader. You gonna take the blame You'll get the blessing because it's all going to go back to you. You have to make the decisions. It's the final decisions. And so two heads make a monster. So you have to have someone who's in that position. So if Larry says to Chris, go get the tractor and da 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 with it, and he throws him the keys, he just gave him the authority to do it. He delegated that to him. Now Chris can go start it and do it and work on it. And so that's how that flows. Only with God, he said, here's the keys, y'all do it. Because I can't work unless you work. Yeah. But just like I said, the leader has the final responsibility. God has the final responsibility. And he'll take care of us. Where he guides, he'll provide. What he tells us to do, he'll back it up. He's got a covenant. In other words, church, the company will take care of you. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we're not begging prayers. When we pray for people, we need to see results. When we're praying for wisdom, we need to see results. When we're praying for progress, we need to see results. And we do. And I'm really blessed that we're down the line on this, but I felt like we needed to talk about it tonight. We decree every promise of God is ours in Jesus' name. Lord, you made so many promises to us, one after another after another, and we declare every one of them is coming to fullness right now in the name of Jesus. Every good and precious promise of God is coming alive and is now working in our lives. We believe the promises of Almighty God that you have made to us and for us for decades will come to pass now. One after another, after another, after another. We speak life into them. Did you hear me? We're speaking life into those things. In Jesus' name, we declare them to come alive and live among us. We decree covenant blessings are working in the lives of God's people right here and right now. Do you receive that? Do you believe that? Covenant blessings are active in our homes. We declare your covenants, laws, and words are planted into our lives. We plant them into our city. We plant them into our region, our state, and our nation, and to the uttermost parts of the world. Your rule of law, your covenants, and your word, we lay them as a foundation in Jesus' name. And we declare, Lord, give us those who will honor your word in governmental positions. Give us the political leaders, governors, mayors, everyone who leads or steps to the forefront in an official position. Give us those who will honor your word. We speak against those who will not. Remove them in the name of Jesus. We would dare do as your word says, forbidding them from leading us. We will not be led by unrighteousness. We're declaring that. We decree miracles are being released in Jesus' name. Any obstacle of delay, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You stop it and you get out of the way. We declare the wonders of heaven will be seen. We loose them, Lord. Amazing signs unfold now. Irrefutable signs. I like that. Irrefutable signs. Someone can't say, well, that wasn't anything. Irrefutable signs in Jesus' name, bringing focus on a living, awesome, true God. We decree our churches are being filled with the presence of King Jesus, His Holy Spirit, and the manifest glory of Father God. We decree this house is being filled with the presence of King Jesus. We decree this house is being filled with the presence of King Jesus. We decree this house is being filled with the presence of King Jesus. We invite His glory, and we declare welcome to the manifest glory of our Father. Fill this house with the cloud of your presence, with the fire of your presence. We want and welcome the manifest presence of the living God. Come, Holy Spirit, do what you want to do right now. Hover over us. May there be an opening where angels ascend and descend here. We loose them, Lord, to assist the kingdom of heaven in this region. Loose them to assist the saints now. We decree that we are receiving fresh power from an open heaven, enabling power, creative power coming, tipping point power. Come. Wonder-working power, come. Miracle-working power, come. Ruling and reigning power, come. Power of God, come into us. We declare it is upon us corporately and individually as believers. We declare God's seed is in us and is activating itself in us right now. We decree great deliverance is being released now in the name of Jesus. We declare deliverance from demon bondage in Jesus' name. Lust of the flesh, go. Fear, go. Depression, go. Emotional bondage, go. Drugs, alcohol abuse, go. Sexual addiction, go. Pornography, homosexuality, go. Those spirits are bound. Set us free in Jesus' name. We declare deliverance from poverty, failure, abuse, rejection, and grief. Come to the region, Lord, with great power. We declare that people come to our church from everywhere to be set free and to know the real God who is good all of the time. If you agree with these declarations, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Bye, Bobby. Praise the Lord. It's time to pump it up, church. It's time to use our authority.
Amen.
Now think about this. There's an election coming, and we need to cover every corner. We need to be praying. We need to believe him. We need to be believing for Israel to get through this thing. We need to be believing for people. And right now, as we're going to receive our offering, I'm going to tell you something. Actually, I'm going to decree something. Spirit of poverty, get out of our people. Get out of our people in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Every little bit left over in any kind of thinking or something fresh that has tried to come in, spirit of lack, get off God's people now in Jesus' name. Watch yourself on that, because you could be a big bad faith person and still deal with some poverty, thinking, you're going to have to get over that. And you have to get over all the religious stuff that tells you that, we just don't need that much. You don't, but Jesus does.
Yeah.
Look, church, let's get real. The more stuff you have, the more responsibility you have, and the more work you have. So if you want stuff, be responsible for it.
Yeah.
You'll have to work. You'll have to do it.
Yeah.
You got to keep a boat clean and covered up.
Yeah.
You can't leave it out in the sun.
Yep.
You have to do something. You have to protect it, right? If you have an animal, can you just leave the mules out there for days without anything? No. You got to take care of them. You have to take care of a dog. You have to do the right things with dogs. Some of them need to be groomed. Some of them need different things. That is a part of the plan of God, is for us to be responsible. So if you're not going to do that, don't get those things. Do the mule a favor. Don't get him. Right? Yeah. No abuse.
Right.
But I was going down this vein that if you want stuff, God will give it to you.
Yeah.
But just be ready, because if you want a big, huge $1 million house on the lake, just be ready, because you're going to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah.
But the thing is if God told you to have it, then he'll give you the tax money. But don't be silly about it.
True.
Don't just presume these kind of things, you know. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
You got to know that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Amen. But on the other hand, living a good life, letting God bless you, and then blessing other people. We're almost out of here. Stuff is great. As Nancy says, I like stuff. I do. I like it and I get it. But you just need to know when to hold them.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. What'd you say? When to hold them, when to fold them?
When to give it away.
When to give them away. Yeah. There comes a time you may give something away. Praise the Lord. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it was worth saying, wasn't it? Just remind us. When we need to remember things like that. We need to look that. We need to watch ourselves. Give yourself the poverty test. If you're starting to, you know, squeak a little bit about some things, you might want to watch out. You might, you know, if you just can't stand to throw away a little bit that's left in the toothpaste or something, you might want. I'm not saying don't be good about it. I'm just saying, you know, watch out that you're not keeping every KFC napkin and salt and pepper and all that, because church, God has been providing for monkeys in the jungle forever. He'll provide for you, won't he? He'll provide. Just put your faith out there, but put it out there higher than it's ever been. Just put it out there higher than it's ever been and watch God just bring it in. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Father, we thank you for the offering tonight. We thank you, Lord, for those who are giving online. We thank you for those who are giving here. And we thank you, Lord, that the devourers rebuke, the windows of heaven are open. And we are a blessed people. We call for a windfall in Jesus' name. Money come to the body of Christ so that we could do what we need to do in the name of Jesus. May every person in the sound of my voice reap their harvest from what they've already sowed in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers. Now remember that we are giving to, we have a new assignment. We're going to help plant churches. Yeah. Remember what we said? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to plant churches, with the Hammonds. And we've been looking at that. If you'll look online on, you'll actually see that Danny has put out a place for us to give into that fund. It's called, World Vision or something like that. What does our t-shirt say? A local church with a global calling. It'll say global calling. That's what it says. And so this is going to start us on our new venture, and, you'll be able to see some things happen. Now, I'm going to set you up right here. Okay. We declared we were going to give $2,000 as a seed for more, right? Okay. Deb and I gave the first 1,000. A few people came up afterwards and gave some funds. Okay. So we were going to hit 2,000. And, now I'm going to say this to you. Once we, were to hit that 2,000, that's not time for you to say you don't want to give. This is about you, not about us. So don't go, oh, well, they got it, right? I'm just encouraging you. Now, if you don't want to give, we could care less. Don't give.
Amen.
We could care less. But if you want in on this and you want to sow toward church plant and you want to harvest, then we want you to be in on it because you're going to get a good harvest.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know? Because, and I know if you're thinking money, that's good. You'll get funds back. But how many people are going to get saved over in the Dominican Republic? How many people are going to learn Jesus? How many people are going to be going to church and thank you when you step into heaven? Because people, we planted a church and they were able to hear it in another country. That's the main thing to me. That's the harvest I want. But you'll get a harvest, and you want to know why? Because it's not the last thing we're going to give to.
Yeah.
Amen. So as of Sunday, right after church, drum roll, we're right at $8,000.
That's like quadruple what we were.
That's four times what we were believing for already. Now, I have one sentence to say to you. The big tractor came.
That's a good one.
Now, think about this. Get in on big tractor seed. Ask God about it. I'm not pulling on you to do it. I'm talking to you for you. Y'all know better. I'm not trying to get the pot bigger here. Okay. But for you, because I'm telling you, this is the year of the big tractor. This is absolutely the year of Big Tractor. I've already seen it. I already see what's going on. And it's like God is coming right in back of us. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't get to be a member of the flight team for the $200,000. I just believe that that can absolutely happen. Yeah. I want to see it done.
Yeah.
And as Jesse DePlantis says, the gospel, he's reading a scripture. It's scriptural. The gospel will be preached around the world. And then the end shall come.
Yes.
So when we plant these churches, and it's going to be 50 in the next 5 years.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'll say one more thing and we'll go home. Pastor Lynn was on there this week. I've been watching them build this thing. And he's talking to all of us. If y'all want to watch it, Mac Hammond, Living Word Church. You can watch him on YouTube or you can watch him on Victory Channel. He brought his wife on, Lynn, who is, of course, our prayer mentor. And she began to talk about Road Crew, which we all know about. Voice of One Crying in the Wilderness, how to bring up, put down, get the king out there. She began to talk about that. And she told a story that I think I've told you before. But she told a story, and she's told several, about how when prayer happens, that's when things change. They were going to plant a church. He told her, he said, honey, I think God's given me a plan to plant churches. And he said, we have to send prayers. They have to pray. We have to go out on the streets and give out leaflets. We have to invite them to a crusade, have a crusade. And then we need to leave a pastor and somebody else. I don't remember what else he said. So that's the way they would pray. So they did that for this Belarus thing. And, so they sent people, they prayed, they did it. And so it's all happening. The crusade's happening. Great crusade. They're coming down the stairs and a little babushka lady, starts, yelling out something in that language. So blah, 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 or so. Oh, hey, girl. Anyway, she's yelling at them. She recognized them she had been praying for someone to come. And she saw them in a vision and she recognized them. So it's not just the finances. It's about prayer. So we use our authority that we have and we pray for Pastor Mac and we pray, of course, other people as well, but this is just our aim right now. We're going to pray for this thing to really get off the ground. No pun intended. Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage you as you're partnering with this, we'll partner as a church, but we need to be praying for them. They would go into a bad part of town, you know, and, they said, anytime you crossed a line, now I want you to get this, hear what I'm saying. They would cross a certain border in the city when, like, let's say y'all know what SoCo is, South Congress. So you know when you step over into SoCo, it's just obvious. It's obvious when you step over to 6th Street, if you've been down there in years, I don't know. You can feel it. Okay, so they stepped over this line. Not one person over that line would take a tract. They would not take it. They would not be witnessed to. So Lynn says, Pastor Honey, would you go rent me a building down there? So she rented a building down there, and they started praying. And they started praying, and the wall was connected to a bar that was like homosexual type stuff. Okay. And so they started praying, and one night this pastor that went with them rose up in authority and put his hand on that wall, and they closed down the next day. And then people there started receiving. I'm telling you, it's about your words. It's about what you're saying. It's about your prayers. So I want to encourage you. We're going to see things change. And just that God gave you the blessing of seeing the big tractor on this. Keep that in your heart, because it's going to happen on your individual level. It's going to happen to Victory Church, and it's going to happen to this thing we're planting into, the big tractor is going to come for them. That's what I'm believing for. That it's going to, that the churches that we know are just going to pile in on them and overtake them. And I think they're going to go way above 50 churches in 5 years. I just believe in God for that. Amen. Y'all agree?
Yes.
So I hope you are getting the feel of the way the Spirit's going. Keep that in your heart. The big tractor's coming. He'll see to it. Every time we start giving like this, it goes way over. Every time. So expect your harvest to go way over. And so that you'll be ready for the next thing God wants to do. Amen? Let's stand up. Everybody good? All hearts and minds clear? Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have my little girl in here. I guess we're all good for everything. We don't have anything extra going on, I don't think. Praise the Lord. All right, well, let's go. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen.